everybody, and welcome to episode 53 of the Brothers Geek, where geeky brothers talk about geeky things. My name is Patrick Laporte. I am Boss Nass's handkerchief guy, and just a little pit droid fixing up the pod racers.
So you're like a creative, it's just I'm a pit droid.
Just a little pit droid. Me, 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 me.
Oh my god. Well, I am Chris Laporte. And I am the Megazord Washer and Adam Driver Double Chin Finder. Have you seen the, like, brand new, just came out, like, hours ago, promotional stuff on Instagram?
No.
It shows, like, Kylo and Rey's, like, two halves of their face. And it's, like, blue and red on one side.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Rey's, like, choose your destiny or whatever. And then it's Kylo. And they picked the most unflattering picture of his face they possibly could have. It's he looks like he's just like looking down, and like these just chins are coming out. Like, oh, come on, you're doing Kylo dirty right now.
I spilled nacho on my shirt. Let me see if I can find it.
See, that's what Han always made fun of him over, was like the double chins.
Nacho, you know? Ren.
You know what? Eventually, he just couldn't take it anymore.
Couldn't take it.
But I'm still here to find him.
Yeah. I got it. Hey, Chris. You know what? Like, is it 10 days from now? Or 9 or 8? Or depending on when you're listening to this podcast?
Like a week?
Yeah.
Or less by the time this comes out?
Yeah. What is it?
Disaster Artist coming?
That's already out. Oh, limited release, but yes, it's already out.
Oh, okay.
I did not hit her, Mark Hamill. I did not.
Oh, hi, Mark Hamill.
The Last Jedi comes out. Are you excited?
The what now?
Last Jedi comes out. Are you excited?
What's that last word? I don't recognize that
last word. Last Jedi is coming out. You're making Jedi. Me yell.
What is that? What is a Jedi? Yeah, I'm excited, bro.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah, very, very, very much quite contrarian.
I had a dream that I saw it already.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and I came out, and so I didn't have a dream of the actual movie. I had a dream of myself walking out of the theater going, oh my god, that was the best thing that I've ever seen in my entire life. And then for some reason I just go, I'm gonna go see it again. I just immediately walk back into the same theater, even though they're like cleaning up. It's like, it doesn't make any sense, but whatever. Makes sense for me.
Sir, shut the hell up! Oh,
I want to see the Star Wars again!
Are you eating that popcorn you found on the floor? I'm helping you guys!
No!
I got nachos!
You're eating the popcorn off the ground.
Oh, man. You know what would be funny? Is if you had a dream that you saw it, came out of the theater, and you're like, I can't believe they killed Rey off. And, like, you spoil the movie, then it turns out that's the real spoiler.
Oh, man. That'd be insane.
Like, I would. Oh, shit.
I would be like, man, I hope I dream about the next lotto numbers.
Seriously. And then it's a whole journey about how you're discovering that you actually have the Force. And Star Wars is made for you. To, like, help you understand that.
And then I become Rey.
Of all the things that have to happen for you to be Rey, I think, like, you're just not athletic enough. I'm sorry.
Right. I need to start lifting.
Yeah.
And doing planks.
You have to walk up all those fucking steps every day when you're training and shit.
Sure, that's a lot of steps.
That's a lot of steps. A lot of steps. Hope she has her Apple Watch on when she's going up those steps.
Yeah, how many steps did I take today? And it comes up with this little, it's R2, and it's like, just like that.
Super complicated Apple. They have super complicated Apple watches. They have these droids, like
little hologram of R2 comes up.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what Apple watches would be now. Because you know they have like the little circular discs that bring up the holograms or whatever. It would just be on your wrist.
That's true. It would just. You could probably. I wonder. Like, that would be weird, though. You have a little hologram on your wrist, and you're, like, moving around, and the guy's just, like, flailing around on your wrist back and forth.
Can you stand still? Please.
And he's just getting nauseous on the other end. Vader's just like, stop it. I'm just gonna choke this guy.
What would be really awkward, Chris, is if you had your Apple Watch on, and you're pleasuring yourself, and you accidentally call someone.
Well, I suppose that could happen now.
It's true, but you're not gonna like. But a hologram's not gonna pop up. Use the force.
Let the force flow.
Trust your feelings. I'm trusting them.
There's too many of them.
I can't shake them. Red 69 standing by.
Nice. That's all. Every time his call sign comes up,
it's just red. Nice.
Red leader's just like nice.
Nice.
Red leader, you don't have to do that every time. Yes, I do. Absolutely. Nice. Well, you know what, Patrick? We're not the only ones getting excited, by the way, because we asked the Twitters.
About
times where you're jacking off with your Apple Watch on.
Yes. About on average a week. To get your step count higher. How many times?
But we asked everyone to rank the Star Wars movies. And I was quite pleased. I don't know if we should talk about this now, actually, or going into the topic, but I am happy that Attack of the Clones was, like, at the bottom of almost everybody's. Like, I'm glad that universally it's hated even more than Phantom Menace, which is great. It deserves its place at the bottom.
Yeah, I think, like, one person maybe put Attack above Menace, but besides that,
it was only one or two maybe, but you can definitely participate in that still. Go find us on Twitter at Brothers Geek Pod. We do have that going still, but we'll talk about that more and some of the results on that when we talk about the topic. But I'm also really pissed though,
because
I'm already disappointed, not about Star Wars, about myself, because I fucking forgot a beer again.
Oh no.
I'm recording at Jamie's again, and I just, god damn it, I forgot it. I was driving up to her house, and I was like, son of a bitch. And then, there's not even any LaCroix, so what am I supposed to do?
Water? Are you drinking water?
Just filtered water, I guess.
Oh yeah. I'm still on the holiday spirit with the Jubal Ale.
Nice. Again,
coming back for round two.
Sweet. At least one of us has beer. My God.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about consistency on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as it's a nice frothy consistency, I'm okay.
Right.
But for the news, we should take it to another galaxy that's not too far away.
It's actually pretty much right here.
Actually, it's the same galaxy.
Like literally.
But it's the final frontier.
It is. So I guess no other galaxies are beyond that?
Yeah.
Here's a question. Does the Star Wars galaxy exist in the Star Trek universe? Just far away.
And all this stuff happened
a long time ago.
I mean, yeah.
Probably. We're gonna have where's that crossover?
I'm sure there's a comic book or something with a crossover.
Oh, I'm sure
because there was a crossover where Indiana Jones finds Han Solo's like tomb, like a ancient ruins. Han Solo,
he had a bad feeling about it, but
yeah but you never tell him the odds, Chris. Never.
Odds are you're dead.
But yeah, Star Trek is what we're talking about. If you,
oh, I think this real life thing is actually stranger than a Star Wars Star Trek crossover in my mind, because news, as news would have it, Quentin Tarantino has a Star Trek idea,
which is weird,
strange. And so J.J. Abrams is getting the cavalry together and getting a writing room started about taking his pitch and seeing what they can do with it. And which is another weird thing. So, like, J.J. is just in charge of Star Trek now?
He is the Star Trek captain. Captain J.J., they call him.
You bring your ideas to me.
Yeah. That dude's just gotten a monopoly on space, really.
I'm sorry, Christopher Nolan. You want to have another like space movie? You're gonna have to talk to me about it. I'm sorry.
Space is my
has
domain.
Nothing to do. Talk to me about it. I'm solidarity to it. They had to go. Disney actually had to go to him because some parts of Infinity War are gonna include space. So. He owns it. Sorry. You think Disney owns everything?
Well, that's why they're called the Guardians of the Galaxy and not the Guardians of Space. The Saviors of Space. So.
Exactly. Because you can't guard what's already owned. So.
Yeah. Can't use space, can't use the word star. Gotta be galaxy, universe. That's it.
But yeah,
Nebula is fine as well. But you might have to talk.
Her original name? Spacula. So, sorry. yeah, how fucking weird is that?
So is it going to be just, like, hyper-violent?
I don't know. There's going to be a lot of the N-word in this Star Trek. A lot.
Those space N-words.
No. We can... If anything, let's hope... For this thing, and that's that Sammy J is going to be in it.
Please. Oh god, I hope so. And have him have a purple, you can't call it a lightsaber.
Yeah. Call it a... Purple phasers. Like a...
Yeah, refractory sword.
Refractory sword. It does nothing, it just bends light into a shape, and then he swings it, and everyone's like, What is this?
He bends light to turn it into a big purple penis, and then he kills him.
Yep, that's exactly.
That's it.
And Quentin Tarantino, you stole his idea. So TM. We got
to
just do it.
JJ,
right now.
You can talk to me.
I'm the space captain now.
Well, I've heard the new Star Trek TV series is actually really good. And it's rated R, isn't it?
Yeah, they cuss
or
and stuff,
M,
I'm pretty
or
sure.
Whatever.
It, yeah.
It's 17, whatever, it's for the TV.
TVMA. MA? Yeah. Yeah, I heard they like cussing it and stuff.
There's a alien sex scene, I hear.
Oh! Yeah.
I can just play Mass Effect.
Space vapors.
There are no vapors in space, Chris. It's a vacuum.
Let's consult JJ on this. He's
JJ?
The expert. You're right. I have heard it's real good. I'm not going to pay for that like CBS streaming subscription or whatever just for that. Or ABC. No, CBS? I'm pretty sure. I don't know what it is. It's not
I
Fox.
Think in Australia it comes out on Netflix.
It does, because I also listened to that episode.
Okay. Which is bullshit.
I was like, those bastards?
Yeah. I guess they have to wait for all movies to get delayed for them, so. I guess it's only fair.
Okay. Alright. Like, regular ones in theater just takes longer to get down under? Are they gonna, like, be delayed on The Last Jedi?
I think it's with some things it gets released later in Australia, some things it doesn't. But, like, I just remember in Weekly Planet, they always talk about how like Transformers always gets like delayed there or whatever, and
it's not a loss to anyone.
Yeah. So,
huh?
They find other ways to watch it like on time, so it doesn't get spoiled for their episode or whatever. So,
yeah. Well, they got to be up to date. You know, they got to be topical about that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would love to watch the Star Trek series, but yeah, I'm not going to invest in just that thing. So maybe that's just kind of, they've opened that door.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you know what's next? Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, that's a big leap.
Escalated real quick. So I mean, if they do, I don't know. I have no idea what he would want to do.
Kill Bill like 3 West... in space.
In space? To Django Trek.
Yeah.
I'd watch it.
Yeah. Pulp science fiction.
Oh, nice turn. A good turn, sir.
Yes. Thank you.
All they would need to do, honestly, is like, hey, we're making a Star Trek movie. We're not going to have a trailer. Quentin Tarantino directed and wrote it. Oh, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'll watch it. You don't need, I literally need nothing else.
No, so, not really. No, I'm good. Take me away.
I was very confused when I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a segue. You know what else is confusing?
Sure.
When you think Kylo Ren is Revan and he's not Revan. When you watch Rogue One, you're like, where's Rey and Finn?
You know what's really confusing is when people... Where's Rey and Finn? Where there's totally people that did that too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where's Rey and Finn?
Where are they?
What am I alone like grandmothers watching the movie?
I thought no this context. Was the Star Wars.
You know what is really confusing? When people watch Rogue One and they go, this is boring.
That is what? Confusing. That is confusing. Gosh. Tiffany! She's like, I only like the last 20 minutes of it or whatever. And I'm like, no.
Well, yeah, you'd have to be dead not to like the last 20
yeah.
minutes. It's so great. And that is our topic today. Why the last 20 minutes is so great. No, I'm so confused. I've been wanting to do this topic for like 8 months. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
Came up with it and I'm like, well, wait, I'll wait on this one. I'll just sit on it. And there's been so much hate, especially, I mean, I think Rogue One is kind of getting a little bit of a rebound in terms of people like, okay, all right. But man, there's a lot of hate for Force Awakens specifically. And I don't get it.
Is it just because a lot of people are saying, oh, it's just New Hope.
And that's what I understand. Like, I get that if you would be disappointed that it's pretty much just a remake. But what really confuses me is when I see threads like I did the other day on Instagram. I follow like Star Wars lore or something like that because they do a lot of concept art that's super cool. But every once in a while they'll just have like pictures and polls and all those Instagram-y marketing things that you know, people do. And there was one that showed like the crew from the originals and the crew from the prequels and then like the new crew. You know, like, what's your favorite, like, group, you know, your favorite, you know, group cast or whatever. And,
the one with Hayden Christensen's my favorite. He's my favorite actor in this ever in the Star Wars. He's the best.
You read it too. All right.
Yeah.
That was
me commenting.
Obviously the originals won out, which is great.
Rightly so.
But so many people like anything but the sequels, not the sequels. Like,
you would take the prequels over the sequels,
and specifically the characters from the prequels.
Yeah, what?
Because I can understand you going, I do appreciate in the prequels they tried something different and it failed miserably, but at least they tried something different. Okay, but for you to go, I hate the characters in the new one. What the fuck? That's the thing. That's the different part. Like, that's the good part.
There's one good, consistent character in the prequels, and that's Obi-Wan. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Any other potential was killed immediately in the first one. Well, at the end of the first one.
Yeah. I mean, somehow, what's his face? The actor, goddamn.
Ewan McGregor?
Yeah, Ewan McGregor pulled something from nothing and was able to do. I think I'm convinced that Ewan McGregor read the script and was like, yeah, I'm just going to write my own. That's cool.
Is that your Ewan McGregor impression?
Yeah. I kind of forgot. I was trying to do an accent, but in that moment, I couldn't remember if he was British or Australian. So it got mixed up.
But
he's British.
Okay. I was going to say, have you
figured it out? But okay. I already said the thing.
That's good.
I think I'm just going to...
That's spot on Ewan McGregor impression.
Hey, real deal, you won't give me no...
Head to high ground, huh, the kid?
Oh, you don't want to sell my death sticks, mate? Blimey.
We got some mincemeat pies, though, send them dust sticks.
Oh, chubba chubba day. Anakin, don't drive so fast. I get scared when you drive so fast.
I just want to make sure we're really clear with our listenership here. We actually don't have Ewan McGregor on. I know it sounds so close.
Dude, imagine if we did, though. Oh,
holy
man.
Shit. He probably wouldn't appreciate us making fun of all of England.
Yeah, he'd be chuckling. You chuckling? Oh, hey, Ewan, you chuck? Oh, it's pretty funny, yo.
We'd laugh a bit, and then we'd be mates. So
punch a bit,
then punch a bit. But yeah,
it's a pretty good impression, though.
So that's what I mean. Like, how is it that you can look at that and go, I hate it so much. I actually like the prequels now. Like, what? And I like the actors and characters from them the most.
Oh God.
So yeah, very confusing. So. I want to dive into what's the specific, like, where's the hate come from, and what does this movie need to do to avoid that hate, and what do we hope from it?
Yeah.
Since we're intelligent creatures that pull off Ewan McGregor impressions very, very
well. I think you alluded to it earlier. I think they need to kill off Rey because all the white nerds don't like that there's the female protagonist and that she's the best.
You just, like, steamrolled where I was going with the conversation. I was like, maybe, I think we'll get to the point where I'll talk about how maybe the hate comes from this, like, terrible thing underneath that here's a strong female protagonist. Rogue One had a strong female protagonist. Finn is very likable, but he's black. Like, and so I can't, like, does this hate come from this subconscious shittiness in America?
Yes.
That still can't just yes, that's the podcast, everybody. I think there's probably something to that, because Rey's great.
Yeah.
You can, okay, so let's look at Rey. The a lot of
okay,
the things
will do.
Hey,
I'm not sexist, yes. She's very attractive.
Yeah,
I would take her out to dinner, respectfully. If I was single, I would.
You know who would take her out to dinner? My girlfriend. I would lose out to Daisy Ridley, 100%.
You can go take Poe out.
True. Poe Dameron's perfect face.
Yeah.
But a lot of the things people are saying about Rey is, like, she's overpowered and she instantly has this connection to the Force. There's some value or validation there, because at least Luke has, like,
struggles.
Obi-Wan's kind of voice guiding him in his exploration of the Force a little bit in that first one. And it's not so, like, I can just mind trick somebody instantly. I mean, I get some of that. But when you say, oh, Rey's just super overpowered or whatever. Luke destroyed the Death Star in one lucky shot.
Yeah.
I mean, and he he lived with his, like, parental figure still. It's not like he was this lone survivor in the desert struggling to, like, make this existence for themselves, you know? Like, it makes sense that Ray can kick ass, because she's lived for more than, like, a decade by herself with these junkers constantly trying to steal her shit.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. And you could argue she has voices in her head, too, because she touched Luke's lightsaber and had that vision or whatever that could have unlocked
that, you know. It's almost like there was an awakening of some kind of
force
powers.
Yeah. And it's not like she automatically kicks Kylo's ass at the end.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this before. Kylo got hit with the fucking Chewie's crossbow, which wrecks everyone's shit throughout the movie. And
he still almost beats her.
He wants to train her. He doesn't want to just outright kill her. If he did, he'd do exactly what he did to Finn, which is just, after he dicked around with him for a couple swipes, he just makes him lose the lightsaber and slices his spine.
Yeah.
Oh, Finn put up a fight against Kylo. No, he didn't. Shut up.
No, not at all.
He did not. And, you know, so there's other motivations going on for him with Rey. There's what makes sense. Just like the Luke and Vader fight. Was Vader really in any danger against Luke? No. Vader wanted to turn him to the dark side. So once he was like, got hit in the shoulder, he's like, that's enough. There goes your hand. So, yeah. A lot of the same critiques that you're saying about Kylo and Rey and Finn, you could easily say about the original crew.
Yeah. I've heard another big complaint with Force Awakens, speaking of, is that people hate Kylo Ren and Kylo Ren's character and his face specifically.
Yeah. Like, oh, he's so dorky, so lame.
And I always go, yeah. And they always go, oh, he's such a crybaby, blah, blah, blah. I go, yeah, that's kind of the point of his character, is that he's trying to be something that he's obviously not.
Yeah.
But he's the biggest, he's a really big poser. He has daddy issues. He has anger issues from his master and his father. And he wants to get connected with something that doesn't exist anymore, but he's trying so desperately to make connections with his grandfather, but his grandfather's dead and has been dead for a long time.
and he, like, he remembers the idealized Vader, where Vader really wasn't that either. Like, he wasn't the evil, like, he proved this redemption arc, so he, like, honors this part of Vader that really isn't Vader either in the end. So you have this character in conflict.
It's a very complex character.
Yeah. You have this character in conflict with himself, with his past, with his family, with his relationship to the Force, and he's desperate to gain more power, as we see in the trailers for The Last Jedi and what we saw already in The Force Awakens. It's just like this need to kill all those links to goodness in himself. And I think we see, I mean, I really watched his face, especially when, you know, he kills Han. And there's this turmoil in him. Like, immediately. Like, it's definitely purposeful on Adam Driver's part as he's, like, stabbing Han to have this conflict. So much so, he doesn't even realize Chewie shoots at him. Because he's so in the zone with this moment.
Yeah, because he could have stopped that laser.
Exactly. Earlier in the movie, he stops a blaster bolt mid-flight while all this other shit's going on. So he's obviously distracted. And it's such a great moment because that emotion's going to build in this upcoming movie. We already see it in the trailers, him saying he's got to kill the past. And in conflict about that already. So he's a great character that shows a real complexity, especially when the last antagonist like him was Vader, he was pretty straightforward right up until the end of Empire. Like, then there was like, oh, there's an added layer. But he was pretty just typical
Yeah.
Just menacing bad guy. Badass, don't get me wrong. But then they tried to make him complicated. And that's the other thing. If you like Anakin, if you're going to sit here and say, oh, I like the prequels and I like Anakin, Kylo's just a much, much better Anakin. Because the Anakin we should have had. We have Adam Driver who has the emotional range to pull that off. And a really cool character design who's living in a dual... something he wants to be versus something he is underneath.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to get Vader's saber? Because I hear I hear that's like going to be like a plot point in this one, is he's going to try to go after or find Vader's saber.
Where would Vader's saber be?
It would...
I guess Luke could have taken it.
Yeah, Luke could have taken it on Endor.
He must have, because otherwise it's in a million different pieces floating around in space.
Yeah.
We're finally falling to Endor, I guess.
Like, Luke could have shown him the saber at one point. Yeah. This was your grandfather's.
Can't use it, though. It's red. Can't use red.
Yeah, I think he might end up with it and then replace the broken-ass piece of shit crystal that's in his saber with an actual stable crystal.
It's funny that hasn't been like a plot point yet in the movies. Like, it's just extra material that we know is like this unstable crystal in there that makes it the shaky looking lightsaber that we get with the exhaust ports.
Yeah, because it's probably because the whole thing is they had the Emperor destroyed a bunch of Kyber crystal facilities and stuff
slash put it in the fucking Death Star,
so that you know, lightsabers can be made. So I watched a video today on like Mr. Sunday on Luke's green lightsaber and where it comes from, and you know, it's Obi-Wan kind of like had the parts to the saber hilt, and then there's a method that Sith could use to artificially kind of create a Kyber crystal and imbue it with power that basically Luke uses. It's all like extracurricular. But it's still canon, because it's in the new comics. But there was one method that didn't work, that like would make crystals really unstable and shatter if you tried to do it. And so that's what I'm thinking Kylo did. Yeah.
Didn't have enough power yet to do it the right way, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So that's why he has to make a special hilt, so that it...
Because it is. I mean, if you really look at the design of the hill, it's got, like, wires and shit in it. Like, it's still very... It looks very thrown together, you know?
It's fucking sweet, though.
Oh, hell yeah. But, yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And then back to it just being a rehash of New Hope. It is, but it's not at the same time.
Like, the plot line plays out, obviously... Very similar. You still have a big Death Star thing. But again, it's about the characters. And I think all the similarities are very purposeful. A little shameless plug. I just finished my trilogy of Star Wars articles. And I talk about just that. Like, why would they make it so similar? They do it on purpose to, like, help you connect with that original series. I mean, Disney's got the long game coming. They're not thinking about just this trilogy. They're thinking about the next one that's not a part of the saga. They're probably already thinking about, where's the saga going to go after this trilogy? What about the movies? What about all the standalone stuff?
Yeah, the trilogy that's not going to be Skywalker connected.
Exactly. And Disney's pretty famous for taking whatever franchise they buy and having a clean slate. So this is their way of... having a clean slate. It's taking this and going, well, we're kind of going to remake a little bit of the original series to connect you with that, so that we have a kind of jumping off point for all the other fucking crazy ways we're going to go with this, which I'm not expecting like super insane plot lines, but
yeah,
it's their foundation for this Star Wars house mansion empire that they're building.
An empire. Oh.
Oh,
good, it's their good. New order of Star Wars.
So with that in mind, and some of the things that didn't work with what people say didn't work in Force Awakens. I love Force Awakens, so whatever. What do we need to see in this movie, and what's a deal breaker? Where do we go like, shit?
Yeah. So I think a deal
breaker... If Rey and Kylo just start making out at the end?
Yeah, I think a...
and they're just like best buds all of a sudden.
Yeah, I think a deal breaker for me would be like, some sort of love interest story between Kylo and Rey.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned love interest, because there's got to be one somewhere, right? I love The Force Awakens because there's a little bit of like this fun relationship between Finn and Rey, but I love not diving into a love interest, and I don't want one.
Yeah. I don't want there to be a love interest between Finn and Phasma.
Oh my god, is that a thing that's
out there
on the internet? Oh,
probably.
God, no.
I'm sure.
If Finn is going to be with anybody, it's Poe. And I don't want to hear anything
hell yeah.
about it.
They're introducing that new character, though, Rose. She could be a love interest for one of maybe Poe or Finn, one of the two.
I would think it would, if she's going to be a love interest to somebody, it would be Finn, because it seems like they're going on a adventure together. So.
Yeah.
And she, Jamie would start following her on Instagram and stuff. She seems like a delight.
Yeah. She seems really cool.
She just seems super cool, and I hope that, like, translates into, I assume they picked her on purpose, because Finn's a fun character, and I would assume they probably have someone fun with him.
Yeah.
Although, it seems like we get a little bit more, some layers from his story, since he's going to refight
Phasma
and stuff.
That dude got his back ripped open, so you would think some changes would happen.
Well, I think this is probably going to be a movie for his arc about him creating his identity. I mean, he's not a person yet. I mean, he's been an identity that's been brainwashed into him that's a number and some letters. And if you look at his clothing, you can get all crazy up in here. In the first one, he takes off his stormtrooper outfit, and he's nothing. He's just like the black suit underneath. He's just nothing. Then he puts on Poe's jacket. So he kind of assumes this like resistance.
Fighting
role.
For the resistance, yeah.
Yeah. But it's not really his. And then he actually gives it to Rey, so like that role is for Rey more than it is for him. Then at the end, when he's in the like little tube to help him not, you know, die. He's white.
Yeah.
So it's
he's wearing white.
Clean. Oh my god, Disney. it's this clean slate of now just draw whatever you want on it, you know, like who are you? Like
and isn't it funny too that his now going to be arch rival is wearing very reflective armor.
Ooh.
As in like, you know, you're seeing a part of yourself. There's still a part of yourself in the New Order. Remember where you came from. This is who, you know.
Shit.
Yeah, I bet you didn't think about that one, did you, Chris?
Shit, I love that. yeah, definitely. But if Phasma just stabs him immediately, that'd probably be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Well...
Yeah, a deal breaker it wouldn't be a deal breaker for me, but I'd be kind of like upset about it is if new Emperor, what's his face, Snoke is somebody from the previous movies. I kind of just don't want him to be anybody. I just want him to be like a new person.
I totally agree with that. Like 100%. I hope it's not like, but he's somehow Vader's spirit that entered Palpatine that's got the anger of Mace Windu or some shit. Like, no.
If it's Luke, I'll be like really pissed.
If Luke turns out to be like the puppet master behind it all or something like that, I'm gonna be like, oh, what?
Yeah,
no.
It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I like him, like being afraid of like what Rey can do. I like him being angry about what happened. I like this arc we seem to be getting of like him wanting to get rid of the Jedi as we know it, in terms of it, he failed. He feels like maybe the Jedi have failed ultimately, or this isn't the right course of action anymore. I like that, but for him to be somehow Snoke or behind the scenes and like Wizard of Oz status, like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. Let's see other deal breakers.
I mean, if it's blatantly Empire, I mean, there is some concern. Like, they have the big walkers in it and on a white planet. Like, oh no.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna turn into that though.
I think there's gonna be elements for like that, and obviously her training.
Yeah, if she gets her hand cut off, I'll be like, all right, whatever.
Which is why it's like, I really don't want Luke to be your father, because I don't want, like, I am your father to be, like, the reveal again.
Yeah.
Or Snoke, which Snoke actually might be somehow related to her family. That if anything, he's either a parental or grandfather of her, or killed her family or something. There's probably some more connection between
you killed
her and Snoke.
My family. Han Solo comes back.
Just a big hole in his chest. Where's my family? Oh shit, where'd he come from?
If Chewbacca dies, that's a deal breaker for me.
They're never gonna do that. They're never gonna do that. The Chewbacca and that Porg are 100% safe.
If they kill this Porg in the same movie that they introduced the Porg in, I'd be really upset.
That Porg, Chewbacca, and BB-8, nothing's happening to him.
And R2. Because
there's too much merchandising. Yeah, R2 as well. Too much merchandising, kid-friendliness there. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
What else? What else do we...
I can't really think of anything that would be, like, a super deal-breaker. I could think of things that would be like, I hope they go in a different direction.
Yeah, the thing about like it being too close to Empire, you almost can't do it because you don't have a Vader character really, and like Kylo is the ace in the hole because his arc is going to be very different for Star Wars, at least cinematically, because he's fighting falling to the light side, which is great. So whatever he's going to go through, especially if he ends up like my thought is he's going to be freeing Rey at the end or helping her get the hell out. I assume he's going to bring Rey in and then realize as she's getting like tortured or something by Snoke, like, oh, this isn't right either. And like fight off the Red Guards and stuff and be all badass about it. But then have to come to terms, both of them realizing like where our training isn't, like the Jedi and the Sith aren't the answer.
Right.
It's something else.
So kind of transitioning into what I hope happens and what I think could happen for it to succeed is I think this is a perfect opportunity now to introduce like the way of the gray, like the gray Jedi.
The way of the gray.
The way of the gray or the gray path or whatever you want to call it. But because it seemed after I watched that trailer 15 times or whatever, today, past hour, it looks like the direction it's heading in is very much what does it mean for the Jedi and the Sith. There needs, because the whole thing, the whole arc over all of the movies is this balance of the Force, and it's always, oh, in the prequels, no matter how much we want to talk about it, it was the Sith coming back into power and Anakin fulfilling the prophecy of like, oh, you will bring balance to the Force. And everybody thought that meant him getting rid of all the Sith. But in actuality, there was way more Jedi than there were Sith. So it was him taking out some Jedi.
Some.
To
Not as many as Obi-Wan led us to believe. Yeah. It was basically kids. Like,
it was all kids. To bring balance. And then in the originals, it was Luke, because then there were no Jedi, really, except Obi-Wan and Yoda, but they were old and distant and secluded, and so Luke coming in to bring back balance into the Force that way. But then after the originals happens, it seems like the scale is tipping again towards too heavily on the light side of things, I guess you could say. Which you go like, but they're the good guys. Wouldn't that be better? It's like, well, you know.
But there's problems with the Jedi as well, because like,
yeah,
totally.
Then they show no emotion, and you don't want that either.
So there is maybe a third answer, and I would, oh man, I hope you're right, because I would love to see the series go into, like, there's another choice. There's, like, something in the middle. There's some balance. There is a real balance. And here's two sides of that same coin, these two coming together, which makes me believe, like, there might be a romance arc between the two eventually, but they might be siblings. I don't or cousins. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, which we've already gone down that road, guys. Like, we don't need the awkward sibling stuff anymore.
Yeah. As far as I think they're going to make Rey related to somebody, so I think it should be Obi-Wan if it's going to be anybody.
Please, please.
Yeah, don't want
he had a lot of time to hook up with someone at some bar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the most hideous place of scumbility and sexy ladies you'll ever see.
It's actually scum and villainy because he got his heart broken there.
Oh, no. When a sand person came and just ripped his lover in half.
Oh, jeez. They'll be back and in greater number, and he just like looks off into the distance. You know, just, Obi? Ben? You?
I haven't heard that name.
Oh. Sorry, I was back into Nang there.
Back on Tatooine there for a second. You are on Tatooine. Ah, shit.
Damn it. Always on this.
This damn sand gets everywhere. Shit. My Padawan was right. It is quite annoying.
My Padawan was right. It's the worst. It is everywhere.
I hope to see some more sweet camera on the wing of an X-Wing.
Fuck yeah.
Get shots.
The best shot in all of Star Wars is
coming out of that.
Coming out of lightspeed. Yeah. In Rogue One. It's the best thing. Every time I was, we just rewatched it, and I audibly I was like, "Oh."
I hope to see that fight between Finn and Phasma be good.
Be tight.
There's tight. I don't see this movie repeating, just being a repeat of Empire. There's too much going on.
There's too many
other paths that they could go.
The characters are too different, and they're doing too many different things in different directions for it to be exactly the same. Yeah, you have some elements, like, it looks like a rebel base is attacked. It looks like Rey's obviously training with a Jedi Master. So you're going to have elements that are the same, but ultimately I think...
But Luke is so different than Yoda and Obi-Wan, yeah, you know?
Exactly. And that's what Force Awakens is as well. Yes. The basic storyline plays out the same, but what's most important is the characters make it something different. So it's not about them blowing up the Star Killer base. It really isn't, which this time a professional does it, not some kid from a farm.
Yeah.
It's about the struggle with Han and Rey and Kylo and Finn, and it's about what they're doing and the tension that's setting up the next movie there. Not necessarily, like, we know they're going to blow up the base. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
At the end of this trilogy, I'm sure it's going to end on a fairly positive note.
And there's going to be some medals being given out, and maybe this... the heads of their fallen enemies will be used as drums. Who knows? And all the porgs are going to be having a great time.
Okay, so here's how this trilogy is gonna end. It's not gonna be Ewoks, it's gonna be porgs.
That's hell yeah. Just can't wait.
Slapping their little their like penguin wings. Stormtroopers are just like, ah!
Oh no! They get into their suits.
You know, they're so adorable!
They're climbing all over me, they're kissing me and licking my face, I can't take it! They just shoot themselves, gotta end it all!
They're so cute. Let me just...
It's the only thing I can hit anyway.
Oh,
they somehow still miss. Ah, damn it. Ah.
Yep. There it is, folks.
Yeah. I want to see some more of Poe's story. I want to get more of his like backstory besides just he's the best pilot ever.
He's so kick-ass.
He's real kick-ass.
I do love the shot in the trailer of like his visor, and he looks all like serious. I'm like, oh god, Poe Dameron.
Yeah,
oh.
I can't. Yeah, it's gonna be good. Because apparently, canonically, his mom worked with Luke. They went on a mission together.
I guess in the comics, she also was, or both of his parents were pilots in the Return of the Jedi battle, I guess. I think that's part of the comic.
Yeah.
At least one of them, I think, was in that battle.
Yeah.
Probably hooked up after the battle. I mean, how many, you know, we have, you know, the baby boomers. There was definitely, like, Death Star boomers. Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Boom boomers.
A lot of celebratory babies in the Star Trek.
There was Death Star 1 boomers, and there were Death Star 2 boomers. Yeah, there's a difference.
I was a 2. And all the
Death Star 1. Hey, man, you a 2 or a 1? I'm a 2, man.
All the Death Star 1ers are like those lazy 2ers. They don't even know.
Those lazy 2ers.
Those lazy 2ers.
They don't know what we had to go through.
They just want everything given to them. They don't even have to fight a real Death Star. It's still under construction.
And they're good.
That's what they came out. We came out of a full one.
Oh, man.
But I was happy that our followership, is that a word?
Yeah, sure. It is now.
Sure. On Twitter was pretty, like, across the board, liked the new stuff.
For yes. The most part. Yeah. So do you want to talk about the Twitter feed now?
The Twitters? Sure. Yeah, I was real happy to see a lot of love for both Rogue One and Force Awakens, which Rogue One ultimately, like, as a standalone movie, if you take a look at all the... You have a real strong argument of that being the best one, honestly.
Yes.
Nothing's going to take down Empire for me. And The New Hope is right behind it.
Yeah. So it's real, and I mean, me have the same...
Do we have the exact same breakdown?
Yeah, so I went Empire from best to worst. Well, I didn't finish it. But Empire, New Hope, Rogue One, Awakens, Return, Christmas Special. And then I said, and we don't talk about the other ones.
I was...
But I would have gone Revenge, Menace, Attack.
Yeah. Because it... we've talked about it before. Attack of the Clones is just the worst. Just the worst. I did love that you put the Christmas special because I was wondering if someone would mention that when I posed the question. And I was also wondering if someone would mention the Clone Wars film, which somebody did. So
The animated.
Yeah, the animated one that I animated. Think. Didn't that. Was that the thing that launched the animated series off of that? I don't know how.
I don't know which. I don't know. What came first? The chicken and the egg. Then Jake says Force Awakens, Rogue One, Empire, New Hope, Return, Revenge, Attack, Menace. # don't kill me. I like the new ones. No one's going to kill you, Jake.
So do we.
Jamie says Force Awakens for reasons don't even fight me. New Hope, Empire. She puts New Hope above Empire. Rogue One, Last Appreciate Jedi. Which she meant Return of the Jedi.
Yes. I was like, oh shit. How? What? What?
Revenge, Phantom, Attack. And then I, of course, had to jump on like Force Awakens for reasons. Oh, because Bebe Ocho and Poe. And Rey
Heck yeah.
are the best. Rey's Bay.
I told you, she'd easily be me for Daisy Ridley. It wouldn't even be a question.
Yeah. And then Justine goes, Jar Jar Binks for the win. I'm not even going to comment.
I did already, and that was a gif of Jar Jar Binks' tongue being held. So I think that says it all.
Andrew, friend and listener of the show. I have a hot take at the top.
Friends and listeners of the show.
That's true. I have a hot take at the top, but otherwise pretty conventional. Also, episode 6 isn't that much better than episode 3.
Oh, it is. Rogue One, New Hope, Empire Strikes Back,
Force Awakens, Return of the Jedi, Revenge of the Sith, Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones.
We had one just come in as well, I think. On
yeah,
one.
We did. Yeah, we did. I'll get to it. NRG Illustrations says Empire, New Hope, Return of the Jedi, Clone Wars, or Return of the Jedi, Rogue One, Clone Wars, Force Awakens, Revenge, Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones. So basically the top two are, seems like it's either Empire or Force Awakens or Rogue One. So it's like you either really, really love the new ones or you think they're kind of just average.
Yeah. I really appreciate that no one in this thread has said the prequels are better in any way, really.
Oh, no.
Well, except Tiff.
Well, Tiff says 4-7. So,
OG.
New Hope, Force Awakens.
She loves that storyline.
Last half of Rogue One. Revenge.
But the last, what's great about that, the last half of Rogue One is so good, it escalates it above everything else.
Yeah.
Just that part is better than the rest of it.
Yeah. So she has the list that's definitely the most different. So, cause she goes New Hope, Force Awakens, last half of Rogue One, then she goes Revenge, then she goes Return, then she goes Empire at the bottom three.
Yikes.
And then Attack, and then Phantom Menace. But then she did go, I think. you better know, Tiffany.
Better rewatch those original ones, is all I'm saying. Just some homework, you know?
Just some homework for you.
For a week.
Yeah, and the one that just came in a couple hours ago, Brittany says, and she gives she says right off the bat, this is based on enjoyment, not quality. So she gives that, you know, stipulation. But she still puts Empire first. Return, Force Awakens, New Hope, Rogue One, Revenge of the Sith, Phantom, and Attack. So, still, even though it's based off of enjoyment, a couple of things flipped around from the majority, but...
Still some love for Return. And I have to admit, Return of the Jedi was my favorite as a kid.
Oh, yeah, because Ewoks.
Well, the space battle. I fucking love that space battle too. Which is maybe why like Rogue One works even that much more for me, because it's just...
We all know why you liked Return when you were a kid. It's because that slave Leia, bro. We all know.
That's the worst part of the movie, is the awkward, like, dance number.
Cy Snoodles. You know that's the person's name? Cy Snoodles.
Snoodles. God damn it. Lucas!
Yeah.
I love the people
There was a fucking rancor in the sixth one, though.
True. Great scene.
Okay, deal breaker for me of the new ones, if they don't have a rancor. I need to see a fucking
Another
one.
You know what they can do without? Is forcing a weird monster. I feel like they have to get like weird alien monsterish thing in. Like Force Awakens had the roly-polies. What were they called?
Force Awakens had the big giant thing.
Then Rogue One had that like brain. Mind sucker. The mind flayer. It was literally a mind flayer. Then, you know, there was a rancor. There was the wampa, which both work well in the story. There was the junk monster in the original. It's almost like now it's like, oh, we have to have a weird monster in there. Like,
and no, I think, isn't that what J.J. Abrams said, though, in like an interview or something? He's like, yeah, I had to put in a weird, crazy monster thing. Pretty sure, he said that.
I'm sure he did.
Because he's J.J. fucking Abrams.
He owns space.
He owns space, people.
He'll put whatever monsters he wants in there because he knows all of them. All the space monsters.
Yeah. Any last thoughts? I'm just can't wait for it.
I fucking can't wait.
It's going to be great.
Oh my God.
I'm going to see it six times.
Once we are done, I'm watching the trailer again. I'm pretty sure I've said that at the end of an episode a couple times.
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend are going to watch Force Awakens coming up this week.
Nice. Yeah, we just rewatched. Yeah, we just rewatched both. Still great. I think we've got some weapons of the week, though.
We do. What's weapon of the what is weapon of the week, Christopher?
Well, weapon of the week is whatever you've been watching, playing, reading, listening to, whatever, whatever weapons they're using in that medium. That is your weapon to get through the zombie apocalypse. Now, of course, gosh, God only knows how many episodes ago we figured out Luke has accidentally, or purposefully probably, risen his zombie army. They used to be just a random zombie army, but now it's Luke's. And you have just this one weapon. How long do you last in our zombie apocalypse? Luke's yeah. zombie apocalypse. So, you want to start things off?
Yeah,
Patrick.
So, we're gonna go through the Twitter here, and there was a few this week of some listener mail. All right. Oh well, first I gotta do the thing.
Yeah, you do. We can't really start unless you do.
Yeah.
Are you remembering how to do it?
Mm-hmm. No, I got it. When you're okay. fighting zombies and the future looks bleak, it's time to pull out your weapon of the week. Bing.
I felt like it did need something.
It needed a bing at the end. It needs a bing. So Luke chimes in. He says, at Brothers Geek Pod, started rewatching Lost, so my weapon of the week is confusing plot lines. Confuse the fuck out of those zombies.
What is happening?
There's this giant smoke monster in a vault, and this dude that didn't have legs now has working legs, and he's somehow has all the drugs on the island, and he's taking the drugs, and there's so many things happening.
And then just a polar bear comes in and just wrecks his zombies. It's not
polar
even
bear.
It's not even like confusing plot lines. It's just they all are waiting for something confusing, and it's just very basic, straightforward. Polar bear comes in and just destroys them.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, is a conflict of interest, considering it's Luke's zombies, but yeah. Whatever.
Tiff.
Maybe that's the confusing part.
Why are they
chasing
him?
Is that he's just making his army stronger somehow. They're training against the polar bear.
So, Tiff says, discuss the character parallels of comic book character Angela and Thor Ragnarok character Hela. So my way, weapon of the week for the Brothers Geek zombie apocalypse is angry older sisters.
Which I guess neither of us understand. But
nope, don't get it. But I'm sure it could work out great for you, Tiff. Let us know.
I feel like an angry older sister would probably be good.
Yeah.
In a situation like this.
They'll protect you.
Any angry,
their life at least.
Like, yeah. Maybe your older sister's Daisy Ridley.
Oh.
And she's angry. Which is probably a good combo for fighting zombies.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, Andrew chimes in at Brothers Geek Pod after a There Will Be Blood rewatch. Drainage is my hashtag weapon of the week.
He just drinks it up.
I drink your blood milkshake! I drink it up!
Wouldn't that be what the zombies do? Like, they're, like, drinking our brain milkshakes?
I drink your brains! I drink your brain milkshake!
Probably.
let's go on to our own here, of course.
Of course.
My weapon this week is, after playing a lot of Stardew Valley, playing a lot of it nowadays, it's real good. It's a nice little relaxing, you know, unwind at the end of the day. Just do a little farming. Do a little hoeing. Do a little mining. Slay some monsters. But the best part is you do a little fishing. Am I right? And with the amount of fishing I've done in that game.
Oh, God.
A fishing pole is definitely my weapon of the week this week. Because I've definitely made some species of fish extinct in the Stardew Valley universe. The amount, just the sheer amount of fish I've pulled out of that river. That small little river in the Stardew Valley town. It's amazes me that I still pull out fish. I don't know.
So you're just destroying ecosystems.
I destroy ecosystems. So I guess that means, like, I don't know how that transfers.
Are zombies a part of, like, the natural order of things?
And no, they're,
so
they're...
fish are gone, and then, like, the bears that eat the fish, they start dying out, and because the bears are dying out, the zombies have nothing to ride into battle.
Oh, so, yeah, because like, they need you right here. Yes, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. So now they're just walking like jackasses.
This and everyone's
just going about their normal lives with just this nuisance of zombies around every once in a while.
My leg fell off again. I gotta put it back on.
Thank God they're not on bears anymore. Jesus.
You're welcome.
I really wish I could have some trout, though. Nope.
Sorry, though.
Sorry about it.
I sold them all. I don't even eat them. I just sell them.
Well, I finished Big Mouth, so I have another Big Mouth one. So it kind of ends with one of the characters finally getting the first signs of puberty, which of course is pubes. So so my weapon of the week is freshly springing pubes.
Oh man.
Jamie's looking at me. she made me promise not to say this one.
You promised me.
I'm sorry. The rules of the game is like one of the last things I watched. I'm sorry. So I don't know how that works against zombies, really.
I don't know.
Do you what's it from It's Always Sunny? The what do they do that one like the gorilla mask?
Oh yeah. Where you like
so
put glue or,
yeah you glue the zombies' faces, and while the zombies are sleeping, because they definitely sleep,
yeah,
you sprinkle your pubes on their face.
Well, they get real tired, so they fall asleep because they can't ride bears into battle.
Exactly. Then yeah. you just humiliate like two, because I mean you only got so much.
Yeah.
And then they just can't. They wake up, they're like, I can't.
They go,
this is the worst. What kind of glue did you use? It's so strong. And so they just stay inside. They're like, I don't want to go out. There's no bears.
Duh, it's not even worth it. I don't even know why I'm eating anyway. I don't need to eat. I'm dead.
There was a purpose to eat. We got to ride those sweet, sweet bears. So
that's good.
Where can people find us, Patrick?
So they can find us on the interwebs. If you look up theportport.com, that's the PORTE.com. See, because it's part of our last name, and then it's also the portal, as you would.
Yeah, as it were.
As it were, to get into the geek realm. You can find all sorts of things there. From our Twitter to our Facebook, you can email us directly from that site. You can find Chris's writing. You can find some of my art stuff.
There's going to be some new art stuff coming up.
Yeah, so I'll get connected.
Actually, probably up by the time you're hearing this.
Yeah, by the time probably up. My shop, my online shop /blog, it acts as both, will be up as well. And once Chris and Jamie get back down here to California, we'll try to record some stuff and have some YouTube stuff up there, I'm sure, as well. So, but you can find the one YouTube video we have,
yeah,
which is a good one. I might
it is a fun one. We're gonna for do the, more stuff
for our, the one YouTube video we have. It's pretty good.
Damn it! As soon as I get a capture card, we're gonna do a lot more. But
yeah. We can play that shitty game, Star Wars Battlefront 2, that nobody likes.
It's just gonna be us in there, and no one else.
Yeah.
But you can definitely check out my new Star Wars, if you're just in that Star Wars mode, which all of us are in, obviously. I got a trilogy of articles about some different things happening. Speculations and the meaning of Star Wars, I guess. So check those out.
Yeah.
Those are fun to write.
Do it.
And anything else, Patrick?
I think that might be our Geek of the Week this week.
I think it is. I think it's our Geek of the Week.
All right. Well, until next time, this is Patrick signing off.
And Chris.
And see you in a galaxy far, far away.
Riding bears.
Yep. Sweet space bears.